This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Pamban rail bridge in Tamil Nadu today, connecting Rameshwaram to the mainland on the auspicious occasion of Rama Navami. The rail bridge, which is an architectural marvel, will be the country's first vertical lift sea bridge, extending to 2 kilometers. A report from our correspondent.
The bridge, built at a cost of ₹550 crore, carries a deep cultural significance to the Ramayana and links Rameswaram to the mainland. The bridge is constructed with stainless steel reinforcement, high-grade protective paint and fully welded joints. It is designed for dual rail tracks to accommodate future demands and a special coating to protect against corrosion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also lay the foundation stones and dedicate ₹8,300 crore worth rail and road projects during the occasion. He will also flag off the Rameswaram-Tambaram Express. The Prime Minister will also visit the Rameswaram temple to pay obeisance on the special day. Joy, Akashvani, Chennai.
In a visit rich in symbolism and substance, Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his 3-day state visit to Sri Lanka today, marking a new chapter in the long-standing ties between the two neighbours. The culmination of the visit came in the historic city of Anuradhapura, where Prime Minister Modi and President Dissanayake jointly inaugurated the India-backed, newly upgraded Maho-Oman-Thai railway line. In addition, the leaders launched a new signalling and telecommunication system project along the Maho-Anuradhapura section, developed through a $14.9 million Indian grant, promising safer and more efficient railway operation. The two leaders offered prayers at the sacred Jaya Shri Mahabodhi Temple, a revered site for Buddhists across Asia, a reminder of the deep spiritual and civilizational ties that bind the two countries. The PM's visit epitomizes India's unwavering commitment to its neighborhood-first policy and its broader Mahasagar vision for maritime cooperation and regional integration. During the discussions, both leaders addressed the fishermen issue, where India maintained that the issue be addressed in a humanitarian manner and urged early release of the captured fishermen and their boats. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that the Sri Lankan government has released 11 fishermen as a gesture of goodwill and more would be released soon. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. Union Minister of Home Affairs Amit Shah is set to visit Rajasthan today. During his visit, Mr. Shah will participate in several religious functions in Pauta, located in the Kotputli Behror district. He will take part in the completion of the 108 Kundia Rudra Mahamrityunjaya Mahayagya, organized at the Tapostali of Yogi Baba Balnath in Bawdi. Additionally, Mr. Shah will address the Sanatan Dharma Sammelan. A huge number of devotees from various states, including Rajasthan, are expected to attend this grand religious event celebrating tradition and spirituality. Union Minister Amit Shah is to be on a 3-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review the security situation and interact with security personnel. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the 7th incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, devotees from all corners of the world have come to celebrate the birth anniversary of Lord Shri Ram.
Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Raja Ram, Ram Ram Jaya Sita Ram.
In the United States, thousands of people across all 50 states marched in protest against President Donald Trump's administration, criticizing the moves to shrink the government and cut social services. The hands-off rallies, organized by over 150 groups, took place in more than 1,200 locations. The protests remained peaceful with no immediate reports of arrests. Demonstrators opposed efforts to fire federal workers, close social security offices, cut health funding, deport immigrants, and reduce protections for transgender people. In boxing, India's Hitesh Golia bagged the men's 70-kilogram gold at the World Boxing Cup 2025 at Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil, this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.